OK， 好啊，因為我哋出面有一啲即係等等嚟做presentation 嗰啲團體咧，或者佢哋等得好耐啊，咁所以就我而家要有少少嘅調動。本來我哋而家係進入嗰個 Harbourfront and Harbourfront Opportunity 噶。咁但係因為嗰、那個即係有出面有啲嘉賓佢哋，我哋唔希望佢等太耐呢，所以我要將嗰個第六項搬返上嚟先。咁就係關於嗰、那個Draft Coy Bay Outline Zoning Plan， 咁就 present by Planning Department 同埋呢個 CTU Professional Services Limited。咁我哋有Planning Department 嘅Miss Brenda Au、Miss Phoebe Chan、Miss Sandy Chan， 咁同埋CTU Professional Services Limited 嘅 Miss Alice Zhang 啊，係 ，Yes，
OK， 我而家為大家介紹鰂魚涌分區計劃大綱草圖作出嘅修訂項目。今次檢討咧大綱圖嘅目的，主要就係作出適當嘅高度限制，避免不協調過高嘅建築物，保存由公眾瞭望點眺望山脊線嘅景觀，增加整體嘅透明度同埋明確嘅規劃管制，同時亦都係回應公眾嘅訴求嘅。咁亦都因應咧最近咧新近有一啲重建最近有啲重建壓力啦，新近嘅建築物個高度都非常之高，譬如呢一個嘉亨灣咧，佢高度係達到219嘅 MPD 66層嘅，另外咧就係、是、港島東中心，佢高度係達到301 MPD 同埋68層高嘅。咁而家喺大綱圖裏面有高度限制嘅地方咧，就係、是、商業一、商業二地帶，佢哋嘅高度限制係分別為100 MPD 同埋130 MPD 嘅。咁另外咧就係、是、其他指定用途地帶一同埋二，佢哋嘅高度限制係分別為35同埋25 MPD 嘅。咁今次嘅檢討咧就主要對其他未有高度限制嘅用途地帶咧就作出適當嘅高度限制嘅。規劃概況，鰂魚涌區可以分為八個不同特色嘅區份，咁包括幾個大型嘅住宅發展啦，咁呢個咧就係、是、近海邊嘅李景灣啦，呢度就係面對鰂魚涌公園嘅太古城，英皇道以北嘅康山花園，以南嘅中康怡、下康怡，同埋再向山腳發展嘅呢度係南豐新村啦、康景花園啦，同埋上康怡嘅。咁另外咧，就係、是、喺西邊咧，就有一個集中商業發展嘅次商業中心區太古坊喺度。咁另外咧，就係、是、喺區裏邊嘅西北邊咧，就係、是、一個住宅商業地帶嘅。咁最南邊嘅咧，就係而家作為山丘背景嘅大潭郊野公園啦。區裏邊嘅建築物大部分嘅樓齡咧，都係30年以下嘅一啲比較舊嘅建築物咧，譬如有啲40年樓齡啦，有啲雜誌係50年樓齡嘅咧，都係集中喺呢個西邊同埋西南邊呢一度嘅。我哋而家睇一睇啲圖片，呢啲圖片咧就顯示而家嗰個建築物高度嘅概況嘅。咁呢一幅相片咧就係、是、由呢個舊啟德機場中間嘅公眾瞭望點望過嚟嘅。咁大家睇到紅色嗰條線咧就係而家嘅山脊線啦。黃色呢條線咧，就係20% 不受遮擋嘅山脊地帶嚟嘅。咁大家見到咧，就係呢一帶嘅地方咧，就係、是、都係比較中高層嘅發展嚟嘅。沿海呢邊就係太古城啦，漸次咧就係、是、向山增高嘅。咁一啲比較高嘅建築物咧，就係、是、集中喺太古坊啦呢度啦。咁呢一座咧就係、是、港島東中心係比較高嘅。咁呢一個咧就係、是、嘉亨灣啦。咁呢一幅相咧就係、是、由大潭郊野公園無線電發射站望過嚟嘅。大家見到黑色呢一邊嘅地方咧就係、是、沙基灣區嘅。咁呢度中間嘅地方先係鰂魚涌區。鰂魚涌區你哋覺得咧就係、是、睇到咧，其實佢而家嗰個高度輪廓咧都係梯階式，由呢一個 向海由呢個海邊咧漸次咁樣向山嗰度增高，其實係依山而建，依地勢而建嘅。咁比較矮嘅咧就係呢個鰂魚李景灣呢一度，佢哋本身咧而家大部分都係20層咁上下高嘅啫。咁側邊呢一個咧就係嘉亨灣咧係特別高嘅。咁呢一個咧就係太古坊啦。呢一幅咧就係由大潭街嘅公園金督馳馬徑望過嚟嘅。咁主要嗰個高度輪廓都係中層為主啦，一啲新近興建完成嘅建築物咧都係比較高嘅，譬如呢個日華園啦，有176 MPD 咁高。呢個係康惠花園啦，147 MPD， 佢哋都係40幾層高嘅。咁呢個就係港島東中心啦，特別高嘅嚇。呢度就係太古坊啦。咁呢一幅相咧就係由東港中心個屋頂咧就向南望過去鰂魚涌公園沿海一帶嗰個概觀嚟嘅。咁近住我哋呢邊個地方咧，就係呢一帶咧比較高咧，就係太古坊嚟㗎啦。咁呢個咧就係太古城。咁呢度突出嚟呢個咧就係嘉亨灣。就今次嘅檢討，我哋亦都進行咗呢個空氣流通評估嘅。整體而言咧，整個區咧全年吹嘅咧都係東風同埋東南偏東風。咁夏天吹嘅咧就係西南風同埋呢一個東南偏東風。咁亦都有因為温差而形成帶有清涼作用嘅落山風。咁顧問認覺得咧，區裏面都有啲問題存在嘅，就係咧，因為有好多大型嘅屋邨啦，佢哋嘅平台花園都非常之大嘅。咁依啲大型嘅平台花園咧，就阻擋啲空氣咧流通去到依個行人嘅路面嘅。咁另外咧，就係一啲東西向同埋南北向嘅街道咧，其實就係已經形成咗本身可以通道通風嘅通道嚟㗎啦。但係依啲風道咧，有啲地方咧都係受到阻擋嘅，唔能夠直達到去一啲下風位嘅。咁因此咧，顧問咧就提議一啲改善嘅方案啦。佢哋建議咧，將來一啲建築物咧應該咧係用一啲比較通透同埋細型嘅平台設計。另外，現時嘅通風口咧應該保持暢通，同埋咧建議我哋咧喺主要嘅風道咧或者一啲非建築物用地，同埋咧設定一啲樓宇之間嘅間隙嘅。我哋睇下呢張圖片，咁綠色嘅地方咧就係呢一個東西向東風嘅通道嚟嘅。咁而家下低呢條咧就係英皇道嘅通風道，其實咧就係冇阻擋嘅。咁上面呢兩條咧就係太古灣道通去濱海街嘅，同埋呢個太古城道通去濱海街、太古灣道通去呢個糖廠街嘅風道嚟嘅。咁你見到一啲藍色圈圈嘅地方咧，其實而家咧就係一啲私人嘅用地嘅地方，我哋建議咧就將佢哋劃設為呢個非建築物用地。咁將來佢哋重建嘅時候咧，都會好肯定咧，呢啲地方咧係保持暢通無阻，嗰依個東西向嘅風道咧就可以咧係無阻嘅。咁另外一啲南北向嘅風道咧，就有一條咧就喺太豐街嘅。咁呢個藍色點點就係一啲私人用地啦，我哋就係劃設為非建築物用地嘅。咁另外一個咧就係由鰂魚涌公園一直向南伸延去到呢個船路里基利路嘅。咁就喺一啲私人屋苑嘅地方咧，現時咧就係都係一個風道嚟嘅，但係咧就將來我哋會喺佢嘅平台上邊咧就劃設一啲非建築物用地，就保持呢個暢通無阻嘅。咁另外一個就係呢個夏天嘅吹嘅東南風嘅風道啦。咁現時有一個大嘅地盤咧，就係有啲好舊嘅建築物喺度嘅。將來佢重建嘅時候咧，我哋希望咧劃設一個平台上嘅非建築物用地，咁變咗佢個樓宇間咧有一個間隙，可以將呢個西南風通往呢一個華南路一帶咁樣嘅。喺城市設計方面咧，我哋咧就採納咗呢個梯級式嘅高度輪廓，咁我哋就這個高度概況咧係與周邊嘅環境配合，我哋避免不協調嘅發展，亦都尊重現時中層發展嘅輪廓，一啲近海嘅地方咧就會比較低矮嘅，咁而內陸嘅地方咧就會依地勢咧就 漸次咁樣增高嘅。咁而太古坊咧，因為佢係一個商業中心咧，而現時嗰個建築物高度都比較高，咁我哋就採納一個比較高嘅高度輪廓。咁一啲而家嘅政府啊、社區啊、其他指定用途嘅設施咧，我哋都會保持佢哋現有嘅高度，保持而家嘅空間感同埋視覺感嘅。咁另外一啲休憩同埋綠化地帶咧，我哋會保留啦。咁咧就希望咧可以保持通風嘅情況，多啲透氣嘅空間。咁另外一個主要嘅城市設計原則咧，我哋咧就係要保存咧由眺望呢個山脊線嘅景觀，避免咧佢咧超過呢一條20% 不受遮擋嘅山脊線嘅。咁我哋睇睇睇依幾個。喺依條山脊線啦，咁其實咧就而家嘅港島東中心，同埋有一個係擬建嘅辦公室大樓咧，就已經係批咗呢一個建築圖則嘅咧，將來會起到295 MPD 嘅咧，就已經係超咗個山脊線同埋20% 不受遮擋山脊地帶噶啦。咁另外咧就係呢一個康橋大廈啦，就超過呢個20% 不受遮擋山脊地帶。咁將來呢三個建築物咧重建嘅時候咧，我哋咧就會咧。設定佢嗰個建築物高度咧，就係、是、限制為220 MPD、200同埋140 MPD， 就係唔可以超過呢個20% 山脊地帶嘅。咁李景灣方面咧，因為李景灣佢喺呢個海邊一個發展，咁咧就而家咧係同周邊嘅環境係唔係好協調嘅。咁佢重建嗰時候咧，我哋就會將佢嘅高度限制為160 MPD。咁呢個160 MPD 咧，就係咧，因為我哋已經考慮到佢需要提供原本嘅設施啦，同埋咧，我哋係唔影響佢個發展密度為原則而定定嘅。我哋嗰個擬議嘅建築物高度限制，呢一張圖咧就係睇到我哋嗰個高度限制嗰個級別嘅。咁首先咧，就大家睇到紅色框框嘅地方咧，就係商業用途嚟嘅。咁我哋就首先咧就唔講呢啲地方，就講下住宅其他嘅住宅地方嗰個級別係點樣形成嘅。咁啲其他地方咧，其實就係大部分都係一啲大型嘅住宅發展嚟嘅，包括太古城啊、李景灣啊、康怡花園啊、南豐新村等等。咁佢哋係受到呢個大江圖則所管制嘅。咁佢哋重建嘅發展咧，嗰個變動應該唔會太大。咁我哋考慮到佢哋而家嗰個樓層高度咧都係比較矮嘅，大約係2.6啊、2.7米咁上下。咁我哋亦都知道佢哋諗到佢哋將來發展嘅時候咧，係要達到呢個最新嘅標準啦、樓層嘅標準啦。咁所以咧，我哋釐定高度嗰時候咧，就考慮到呢一點咧，就將佢嗰個高度咧限制咧，就係預咗呢方面嗰個增高嘅。咁我哋就沿用翻現時嗰個咧梯級式嗰個高度輪廓，由海邊咧就定呢個高度限制咧，就係由90開始嘅，就以15米嚟遞增嘅。呢個15米遞增咧，就考慮到咧，佢哋有呢一個唔同嘅級別啦，就對呢個通風係有好處啦。另外咧就係話呢個級別咧。一路遞增咧，去到呢個康怡花園嗰時候咧，亦都唔會太高，係同佢哋而家嗰個高度咧係相若，而allow到將來佢有一個更高嘅標準咁解嘅啫。咁咧，而家嗰個高度咧就係、是、由海邊嘅90，中間嘅105、120、135、150、160咁樣遞增嘅。咁另外咧，就喺李景灣呢一帶方面咧，因為李景灣本身就係比較低嘅，佢而家係20層嘅啫，咁亦都係佢嗰個高度，我哋係好尊重佢而家個高度輪廓啦。咁就佢嗰個臨海嗰個建築物咧，我哋希望咧係保持翻低矮嘅，咁就allow 咗佢將來重建嗰時候咧有一個比較高嘅標準之外咧，咁我哋就定佢嗰個高度輪廓。高度嗰、那個級別咧就係、是、為80 MPD， 然後漸次內陸嗰個發展咧就係120咁樣嘅。咁呢個咧就係、是、主要嘅住宅嗰個高度嗰個概念啦。咁而家我哋睇下紅色框框嗰啲商業地帶同埋綜合發展區啦。首先我哋睇下呢個康怡廣場先。康怡廣場其實就係康怡花園同埋康山花園包圍住嘅。 佢就係呢兩個花園中間一個比較開揚景觀嗰個地方嚟嘅。咁所以咧，我哋希望能夠保持呢一個比較開揚嗰個景觀啦。咁我哋咧就將佢哋而家個高度咧就係定限制佢個高度將來個高度咧就限制為而家嗰個現時嗰個高度就係85同埋100 MPD。咁同樣嚟講咧，太古城中心我哋都係用呢個理念嘅，因為咧太古城中心而家咧都係比較低矮嘅，就係可以咧維持一個喺呢個咁密集嘅住宅範圍裏面咧，係可以咧有一個比較開揚嘅景觀，所以佢而家係中心喺太古城中心嘅45 MPD 咧，我哋係保持住嘅。咁另外側邊咧就係定為135 MPD， 點解咧？就係因為佢有一個酒店嘅發展啦，已經係可以去到135 MPD 嘅啦。咁我哋而家嚟睇睇太古坊，太古坊咧就係沿海嗰個高度嗰個限制咧，就係定為130嘅。其實呢個130咧，就係跟呢個北角嗰個商業帶咧係一樣嘅。咁另外咧，就太古坊呢個中心裏邊嘅高度限制咧，就係以呢、這、一個唔該 visualizer。呢、這個高度限制咧，就係以呢、這、一個山脊線嚟定嘅，就係話咧，佢將來嗰個發展咧就唔可以超過呢個 20% 山脊線嘅。大家睇到咧，就係話咧，而家佢哋嗰個高度咧，就係咧係分別係現有嘅建築物咧，就係去到160、170同埋200嘅 MPD 嘅喺山脊線底下。所以我哋釐定嘅高度咧就係160、170同埋200嘅。咁至於係呢一個港島東中心咧，佢嗰個山脊線嘅高度係220啦，所以我哋釐定佢嗰個建築物高度咧，將來就係定為220。咁呢個咧就係太古坊裏邊嗰個高度限制嗰個係咁樣定㗎啦。咁我哋就而家嚟睇睇咧，就係一啲合成圖片啦，就係之前之後嘅。就上面嗰張咧就係而家嗰個情況，下底嗰張咧就係將來發展之後嘅情況。估計有一啲咧會有重建潛力嘅發展，重建之後嗰個情況嘅。咁見到一啲灰色嗰啲建築物咧，其實就係一啲已經批准圖則嗰個建築物，將來模擬佢發展之後嗰個情況嚟㗎啦。咁就其實已批嘅建築物咧係有幾座係比較高啦嚇，譬如太古坊呢度嘅辦公室大樓係295 MPD， 呢個咧就係太古城中心一座嗰、那個加建嚟嘅嚇，佢而家係108 MPD， 加建去到191 MPD 嘅。咁呢一幅咧就係由呢、這、一個大潭郊野公園無線電發射站望過嚟嘅情況。下低呢度咧就係嗰幾座都係比較高，都係已批嘅圖則嚟㗎啦，喺早前幾年前嚇。咁呢一張咧就係由呢一個大潭郊野公園金督馳馬徑望過嚟嘅。咁你見到呢啲橙色啊、綠色啊、紫色嘅地方咧，就係我哋定嘅高度限制啦，就係105、120、135咁樣嘅。咁呢度就港島東中心。擬建嘅辦公室大樓喺太古坊，呢度就係德亨灣。呢幅相咧就係由呢一個東港中心屋頂望過嚟嘅嚇，咁呢度太古坊啦。將來喺太古坊一座新嘅辦公室大樓都非常之高嘅嚇，咁呢度就係太古城。我哋除咗有定呢個建築物高度限制之外咧，都係做咗一啲改劃用途嘅建議嘅，咁主要就係咧商住用途嘅改劃嚟嘅。咁就大家睇到呢兩粒粉紅色咧，就係我哋建議由商住用地改劃為呢一個商業用地嘅。咁點解咧？就因為佢其實係喺呢個太古坊商業地帶嘅範圍裏面，俾啲商業大樓已經包圍住㗎啦。咁呢兩座建築，呢兩個地帶裏面嘅建築物都好舊㗎啦。大概40年㗎啦，樓層都唔係好高嘅，咁有三座咧係九層高咁上下嘅啫，有一座就比較高少少，25層，所以佢哋嘅重建潛力都好大，亦都係喺位置上咧都好適合改造商業用途嘅。咁另外我哋睇到啡色嘅地方咧，就係而家一啲大型嘅住宅發展嚟嘅，譬如係太古城啊、康怡花園、康山花園、李景灣啊、 惠安苑啊、新威苑啊嗰啲地方咧，其實全部都係住宅用途嘅。咁所以我哋咧就建議將佢改為呢個住宅甲類用地。咁另外咧，會見到喺太古坊裏邊有一粒黃色同埋呢個紫紅色嘅地方咧，其實就係咧頭先我提及過嘅劍橋大廈同埋呢個港島東中心。將來我哋就係、是我哋建議將佢改劃為呢個商業地帶三同埋四咧，就係將佢個高度限制為140同埋220。重建嘅時候咧，亦都唔可以去翻而家嘅原有高度嘅。咁另外一個咧就係、是、GIC 用途。咁我哋佢依個位置咧就係、是、紅屋範圍下低嘅，咁佢而家咧就係、是、空置做緊苗圃嘅啫。咁就因為佢個地理嘅問題啦，係比較清幽啦，同埋被一啲綠化地帶啊、大潭高公園包圍住嘅，亦都係有一個基礎建設上個限制嘅，而家係冇路道嘅。咁所以咧，我哋就將佢咧改劃為呢個 GIC 一。將來佢個發展係需要申請經城規會同意嘅。咁另外區內我哋亦都劃設咗好多呢一個非建築用地啦。咁我哋睇睇，咁呢啲就係非建築用地嘅地方嚟嘅，主要都係一啲私人地帶啦。咁我哋係保持翻佢而家嗰個通道咧，所以咧就將佢劃做非建築物用地。將來重建嘅時候咧，就唔會阻擋住而家嗰個通道啦。咁其中一個地方就係呢個常勝大廈咧，而家咧就係成座大廈喺度嘅。將來佢重建嘅時候咧，就希望咧有一個建築物劃設一個非建築物用地咧，就可以將呢一個東西通道由太古灣通道去糖廠街暢通無阻。呢啲咧就係現時嗰啲通道嘅地方嚟嘅，大家睇到現時都係一個通道嚟㗎啦。另外一個地方咧，就係、是、我哋建議咧，就係喺呢個惠安苑個平台上邊咧，而家係一個垃圾房啊，同埋一個空地嚟嘅。咁咧就建議咧，就保持翻佢呢一個空隙，將來咧佢重建嘅時候咧，就保留翻咧，可以令到呢一個南北向個通道咧係保持住，由呢個鰂魚涌公園一直通到去船路里，去到基利路嘅。佢個高度係劃設喺平台上邊咧，即係佢而家嗰個平台上邊個位置嘅啫。咁另外一個劃設非建築物用地嗰個地方咧，就係喺呢個鰂魚涌街兩旁嗰個地方嚟嘅。咁呢個咧就係、是、一個舊樓嚟㗎啦，一堆。咁希望佢哋將來重建嘅時候咧，可以保留呢一個平台上邊個空隙，可以將呢一個夏天嘅西南風引入去呢個惠安苑一帶，呢個華蘭路一帶嘅。咁現時呢一座咧就係、是、嗰座呢一堆咧就係呢一個地盤嘅嗰啲發展嚟嘅。咁我今次嘅介紹完畢啦，唔該，多謝。
好，唔該曬，唔該曬規劃處嘅介紹。係啊，睇下委員有冇提問啊？Alvin 等 Nick， 好啊 ，Alvin。
多謝主席。其實我諗我哋都唔係第一次咧睇到，即係個情況咧，就係、是、有好多唔協調嘅啲建築嘅高度嘅情況會出現啊。咁不過我諗，首先我都即係好欣賞規劃署嘅同事咧，其實我諗係需要好大勇氣咧先會提出，即係呢個高度限制同埋即係土地用途嘅改變。但我覺得成個事情咧，其實可能反映咗一啲係更加根本嘅問題咧，可能需要我哋要去睇下。就第一，即係我就會諗緊頭先睇到嗰啲合成圖片或者係即係嘅介紹，其實都有啲心痛。就譬如我哋舉個例子，我哋講緊啲保護山脊線，其實唔係呢幾年先講，我哋講咗即係廿年有多。咁即係點解我其實唔係好明咧？喺個程序上點解即係近年仲有啲新嘅建築物咧，仍然係可以被批准係即係咁唔協調地可以起到咁高嘅高度？即係呢個會唔會反映咗喺成個城市規劃條例，或者喺個程序上邊，甚至喺城規會嘅運作上邊，有冇出現到一啲乜嘢嘅問題或者係漏洞，我哋係需要去檢討咧？咁呢個就第一個問題，就想問發展局或者係規劃署有冇打算或者計劃入邊去即係重新檢討翻喺即係頭先講嘅條例或者程序方面，如何可以喺將來咧避免類似嘅情況會再次出現咧？咁呢個第一個問題。 第二個問題咧，其實頭先我聽到即係規劃署同事講，其實係好多時咧係希望將來啲建築物重建嘅時候咧，就可以出一個高度減少、減低或者乜乜乜。咁但我就諗緊呢個其實係咪真係會出現嘅情況咧？即係呢啲建築物，我唔知道會唔會100年之後會唔會都仍然係可以建在，即係冇乜需要重建就係點樣？即係如果係要靠即係佢哋重建之後先至我哋可以重新。即係回復翻呢個即係比較理想嘅情況咧，咁呢個會唔會純粹即係只不過一個 lip service， 其實係即係冇乜可能會出現嘅情況。如果係咁嘅時候，我哋有啲咩辦法可以令到即係而家唔係咁理想嘅情況可以即係改善咧？咁呢個第二個問題。咁第三個問題就係話，即係究竟即係我覺得damage is done is done 啦，即係都出現咗嘢，冇啦佢。咁規劃署同埋發展局有啲咩積極嘅措施係打算將來係譬如就以山脊線作為一個例子，係可以唔會或者係避免咗類似咁嘅情況會再次出現嘅，而呢啲情況。如何可以平衡到即係而家個公眾嗰個共識，就話譬如個例子，寶貝山脊線同時係一啲發展商個利益，點樣去平衡，而唔會即係擔心到即係發展商攞住幾廿年前已經批咗嘅圖則出嚟再重新發展，而引起即係好大嘅爭論咧？咁即係三個問題想問啫，唔該主席。
好啊，唔該 Alvin。Yes, next your questions.
Sorry, just a comment, Chairman, and then a question. Comment, Chairman, I think government's playing a very dangerous game here, and the Town Planning Board. Once you start telling people that they can no longer build to the height of their existing buildings, and in fact you start impinging on their development potential, it's fighting talk, if I may put it that way, and I think you can expect a continuous stream of JRs if this is going to be government's policy going forward. It needs to be thought through. It's not just about height, it's about plot ratio, it's about density. And this is a very, if you like, arbitrary way of trying to send a message, if you like, to the development community in Hong Kong. So I really think, and I've talked to the Secretary of Development about this, I really think someone needs to step back and take a cold, hard look. The system isn't working, and this particular draconian type of approach is not going to solve the situation. But my question is more specific to this particular situation. I gather that I wasn't at the Town Planning Board on Friday, I wasn't observing, but I gather that one of the reasons that was put forward in the case of a lot of these towers, which are 300-400 meters away from the waterfront, is that the reason for cutting them back in terms of height was that was their impact on the waterfront and their proximity to the waterfront. Now this, to my mind, is almost, if you like, a misuse of the harbour planning principles. We push for them to be applied, but I'm not sure that we should be, the planning department and the government, if you like, should be using them in situations which are clearly remote from the waterfront. And I would like planning department, if they could, to explain why this was put forward as one of the major reasons for freezing or for restricting the height in some of these cases in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Okay, yes, Paul, then Sagata. Paul.
If the planning department could explain what their objectives are in terms of the quality of life and the quality of the public realm in the area, in terms of livability, and if there are any standards or that they are trying to adhere to, or whether the only thing that they're looking at really is at height restrictions. That's my first question. Second question. Can I have an overview showing the existing heights and the proposed permitted heights in one overview? It's very hard to tell what the existing heights are and what the proposed permitted heights are. Just looking at these maps, the information is quite disjointed, so it's very hard to comment on. I don't have to have it now, it could be later. And the same for what is the existing gross floor area in the area, the OZP, and then what is the maximum gross floor area upon full development under those new parameters? Of course, taking into account that what is built when it's taller than the parameters. Then on the areas where I don't see any comments on, under some of the concerns, the harbourfront and the ozone, which is the tunnel portal, I thought that in general it says on the OZP always that short-term or temporary uses are for a maximum of 5 years. But as far as I can recall, ever since my first job in Taikoo-Shing about 20 years ago, the area has been used for car parking and transfer of waste materials. So I'd like to know what is the planning department doing about whether it is temporary uses now 20 years into it, or do we continue those, or are we actually going to see a change there? Another question is, I saw the picture of the back view from the mountain going down, and is it available? Yeah, no, the comparative. What's going to be the future? There's another one where you show the buildings. Yeah, there's another one that has that. Yeah, all of those areas, there's that one on that side, yeah. But I just kind of wondered, there are height restrictions set, but are we going to use plot control ratios? Are we going to make sure there's not going to be any podiums there? And what efforts are being made to get rid of podiums? But it looks to me like, looking at it from here, that this is pretty much a wall at the back there, stopping the wind from flowing into the area. And it doesn't, that further controls are required to make sure that that doesn't take place. The explanatory statement on the OZP, can the planning department clarify whether they will now add on to this that all developments must have due regard of the harbour planning principles as part of the explanatory statements in the future for this OZP? Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Sujata?
Thank you, Chairman. I think if you look at the skyline in this particular area, the existing skyline, it's actually pretty bad, uninteresting, and monotonous. With your proposed development control or height limits, I don't see that it is making it any better in terms of the future skyline that will be there. And also, again, following other members' questions about, there are already buildings that have broken the limit or whatever, and how are you going to be sure that this is not going to happen again and again? So I think if you're trying to propose any height limits, the end result of the proposed skyline or the future skyline should be really very interesting, one of the reasons. Second, agree, you need to have the breezeways and everything maintained. But also, you need to take, I think, Nick's point into account as to how development can be taken away from some owners that you've already granted, or Town Planning Board already has granted development. So I think if I look at your proposed and the existing, you're not doing too much in terms of, making it a better skyline, a more memorable part of Hong Kong skyline. So I think you need to look into that as well. Yeah, and also into the other aspects of how this impacts traffic and things like that, because the previous drawing you put in over here with the proposed, which Paul was asking for, with the colored buildings, it still shows the same type of development. No, the views. The one with the yellow, yeah. All you're trying to do is, it's going to continue in the same trend, so it's not changing it much. In fact, in an area like this, where there's a lot of low monotonous development, it would be better, in fact, to have a few buildings actually come up and make it more interesting rather than everything being monotonous. So I think you need to look at it from a skyline point of view as well.
Okay. Oh, okay, thank you. I think so much for the question, and then I would let planning department to have a round of response.
多謝主席。其實都聽到委員有兩邊嘅意見，有一啲委員咧就覺得咧就係應該有多啲嘅管制嚇，去特別係喺即係話喺城市設計方面咧，其實應該再做多啲嘢。咁亦都有委員咧，我聽到就係話覺得我哋應該好小心去處理，即係我哋施加依個高建築物嘅高度嘅限制嘅時候咧，要去考慮我哋係咪做緊一個即係正確嘅方向咁樣樣。咁其實我哋即係規劃署做依啲嘅建築物嘅高度限制嘅時候咧，事實上我哋真係喺度好小心喺度平衡緊兩方面嘅意見嚇。咁依個係一個大致上。一個即係 general 嗰個原則上面嘅回應啦，咁咧就所以特別係因為咁嘅原因咧，我哋其實都要考慮翻即係私人嘅發展嘅權利啦。咁咧就喺就住喺嗰個建築物嘅密度方面嚇，即係我哋地比率方面嘅發展嗰個咧，我哋究竟有冇一個限制或者係減低咗咧，咁其實我哋而家喺做呢個建築物嘅高度嘅限制嘅時候咧，我哋其實原則上咧係尊重翻現有嗰個發展嘅權利嘅。咁事實上喺區內好大部分嘅私人嘅發展咧，特別係嗰啲大型嘅住宅發展咧，其實佢都已經係去到佢哋喺嗰個喺契約下低咧，佢哋可以容許嗰個嘅建築物嘅密度嘅，咁我哋咧就係其實喺今次喺定定嗰個高度限制咧，其實如果相比翻去現有嗰個高度限制咧，其實大致上我哋係放寬咗嘅。咁點解我哋會有依個情況出現咧？就是、因為事實上而家喺區內面，即係特別係依個係職業中係一個主要係一個住宅區啦。咁佢好多嗰啲比較舊嘅，即係廿幾年嘅一個住宅發展咧，譬如包括咗即係太古城啊、康怡啊，或者係。甚至南豐新村啊嗰啲咧，佢哋其實而家嘅建築物嗰個樓層咧，每一層樓嘅高度，即係每一層即係 floor to floor 嗰個 height 咧，嗰樓層高度係比較低矮嘅，係得大概即係2.6到2.7咁樣樣嘅高度。咁我哋其實覺得係將來如果我哋要容許佢去將來發展嘅時候咧，我哋應該俾翻佢去翻一啲即係或者係一啲比較而家。市民或者係啲居民所要求嘅一啲嘅高啲嘅樓底咧，咁所以咧我哋係放寬咗，相對上而家個高度限制咧，我哋係放寬咗嘅。咁咧就咁或者再細緻啲，我回應翻其他即係個別委員提出嘅問題啦。咁至於頭先有委員提到就係話，究竟點解我哋仲會有一啲近期好似咧，仲有一啲嘅新嘅發展咧，係好似批咗一啲咁嘅高度咧，即係好似話寶玉山直線係傾咗好多年。咁所以我就想大家即係其實係要留意一樣，其實我哋喺個城市規劃嗰、那個嗰、那個指引嗰度咧，其實我哋係大概2003年度嘅時候咧，係做過好廣泛嘅公眾諮詢嚇，係之後有一個共識咧，其實我哋咧先至係就住喺保護山脊線嗰、那個方面咧，我哋係市民大眾有一個共識嘅。咁其實就住喺嗰度喺嗰個開始，我哋就一個起步點，我哋認為咧係有需要喺即係個別嘅分區大綱圖咧係加入呢啲嘅。高度限制，特別在近一兩年咧，其實我哋係即係因為施政報告即係嗰個嘅方向咧，我哋實係咧係做咗好多，即係陸續喺度做緊好多章嘅。咁我其實頭先提到，即係我同事提到話，譬如話有一啲先前已經批咗嘅發展咧，咁其實譬如投住太古坊啊嗰、那個即係喺而家見到個比較高，其實係咧係早喺1997年咧已經係第一次批咗。咁另外譬如話喺太古城嗰、那個第一期嗰、那個個 City Plaza One Extension 咧，咁其實嗰個咧都喺2000年咧已經係批咗個建築圖則。咁所以我哋而家其實我哋都係講翻俾委員聽，其實係有啲咁嘅情況出現。咁但係咧就嗰、那個其實批咗建築圖則咧，如果係佢冇一啲重大嘅改變咧，佢就其實係可以即係繼續係興建。咁但係如果佢需要係修訂咧，其實佢都係仍然係要跟翻個大綱圖嗰個規定。咁或者係即係或者係要提交啲規劃申請嘅城規。會變成規劃去考慮，即係可唔可以放寬依一啲嘅高度限制？咁其實係即係雖然係等重建，咪有啲已經係起好咗，譬如加坑灣咧，等重建係可能要等好多年。咁但係我哋覺得係一啲原則性嘅問題咧，我哋其實都係應該咧喺個大綱圖上高咧係落翻一啲咧係適當嘅高度限制。咁 而另外即係我諗我要澄清一樣嘢咧，就其實我哋唔係一個即係話係一個好 arbitrary 嘅，即係話落一啲嘅建築物高度限制，因為其實頭先我哋睇到其實咧係我哋係有我哋嗰、那個即係喺城市計方面嗰一啲嘅原則性嘅考慮啦。咁亦都係其實主要咧呢一張圖嗰個建築物高度限制咧係主要想強化翻現時喺區內嗰個階梯式嗰個嘅建築物嘅高度嗰個輪廓嘅，咁亦都咧係就住保護山脊線咧，我哋想係保護翻嗰個不受阻擋嘅20%不受阻擋嗰個建築物嘅地帶。咁至於話係咪即係話我哋係有即係有啲發展可能係離嗰個海旁都比較遠，即係可能有300-400米嘅距離。咁我哋係咪用緊即係海港嗰個規劃嘅原則落去咧？我哋其實係即係我哋其實喺依方面咧，我哋如果唔係喺嗰啲比較內陸嘅地盤咧，我哋其實係唔係用緊依個原則嘅？咁其實係用緊我頭先講嗰兩樣嗰、那個兩個原則嚇，咁樣嚟定嗰個嘅高度限制。咁至於話即係海旁嘅一啲嗰、那個臨時嘅用途咧，好似喺度有好多臨時用途喺度用緊，係冇做一啲正式，即係或者落實一啲發展。咁其實而家喺區內咧，其實只係有兩個地帶咧，就係、是、即係其他指定用途一同埋二咧，兩個地帶咧係有一個嘅臨時嘅用途，係就係做緊一個即係公眾嗰啲嘅卸泥嘅用途。咁就係、是、咁其實嗰兩個咧，其實係嗰個用途咧就大概去到年尾。咁嗰兩個其實長遠嚟講咧，嗰、那個發展咧，我哋希望係做一啲同文化即係商業、消閒同埋旅遊有關嘅用途。咁咁但係因為嗰兩個地帶咧，其實而家現時都有一啲司法複核嘅個案咧，係仍然未有定案嘅。咁所以變咗咧，暫時嚟講咧，係即係變咗政府係唔可以推出嗰啲政府嘅土地咧，去落實依啲嘅發展。咁至於嗰、那個話係即係空氣流通嗰方面咧，咁我哋根據嗰個空氣流通評估嗰、那個顧問嘅建議咧，其實我哋已經係加入咗一啲嘅非建築物嘅地得用地啦。咁咧就嗰個其實咧已經可以咧係基本上喺一啲大嘅主要嘅通風廊咧，係我哋可以維持或者將來係可以加強嘅。咁就咁至於話即係將來嗰、那個將來嗰個嘅建築物嘅高度輪廓個 skyline 咧，我哋其實而家咧好似係唔係做緊好多嘢，咁但我需要即係解釋嘅一樣嘢就係咧，其實我哋而家依一區內咧，即係村區內咧，其實已經係大部分已經係發展咗，咁所以其實我哋見到大家見到嗰啲合成圖片咧，嗰啲 photo montage 咧，其實我哋主要係因為基於一個假設。就係話我哋估計咧，如果超過30年樓齡，同埋咧就係有啲係未達到嗰個嘅地積比率最盡嗰個嘅發展嗰個嘅潛力嘅話咧，我哋咧就估計咧佢有機會會重建。咁而我哋喺個合成圖片咧，就主要係咧係反映翻嗰一啲嘅地盤。咁將來有冇啲個別地盤話佢可能會有一啲嘅？會係即雖然佢可能係未有咁多年樓齡，或者係將來可能再過10年、再過20年嗰啲樓齡，其實自然就會係相應係調高咗嘅時候咧。咁其實咧可能會有比較多唔同嘅發展出現。咁所以我哋其實係即唔會係好大去改變，因為其實依張圖嘅目的咧，其實我哋係想強化嗰個階梯式嗰個嘅高度嘅輪廓。咁所以咧，其實我哋會係即係估計咧，將來嘅太古坊方面咧，可能會有啲比較高嘅建築物嗰度，可能有一啲特別啲嘅樓宇嘅設計啦。咁其實我諗係會係比較一段稍微長嘅時間咧，區內嗰啲大型嗰個嘅住宅發展咧，其實都未必會係重建嘅。咁多謝主席。
唔該曬，委員有冇其他嘅提問 ？Yes, Paul, and then May.
Yeah, three points.
And Andrew.
Three points. The tunnel entrance side, the ozone. You haven't referred to what's happening with that. The will these visuals be available online? Your PowerPoints, so that the public can have a use, can see, have the same access to information as you've given to us, and. Do I understand from your comment that it means that the visuals that you show do not show the full development permitted under the new, but only the old buildings that you think will develop within the next 10 years, but it doesn't show you the full potential? And if so, what have you then used for your AVA tests?
Okay. Thank you, Paul. May?
I'd like to just make four short points. I think number one, I agree this is one step in the right direction. And then number two, I think rethink the skyline limit better than no limit. Number three, I would like to see more demonstration of multiple livability, you know, criteria, such as light pollution, vehicle pollution, daylight access, harbor access, you know, the density and plot ratio. If you can actually demonstrate the livability index with your, you know, height limit, that will be even better if you can add value. And finally, I still one more point to remind, how does it, the harbor planning principle being applied in your height limit consideration?
Okay, thank you, mate. And Andrew?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm always interested in the words harbour front and enhancement when they go together. And I really would like to look at these, you know, this outline zoning plan rezoning as what it, what would be the, from your point of view, the key attributes that is going to lead to enhancement. There seems to be a lot of emphasis here on ridgeline protection and on that aspect of it. Not a great deal of aspects looking, you know, the other way. We see the back, the view from Cecil's Ride, looking down through the gap, and we see the waterfront. We can obviously see the other ridgeline, the other side. But I'm very concerned about what harbourfront enhancement means for this outline zoning plan. I don't really get a great sense of a lot of effort that's been applied to harbourfront enhancement. We've had a lot of discussions around these tables about height restrictions versus increased width of buildings, and again, I don't really get a sense of the overall densities and what we're actually trying to achieve. And I think May's point about livability and Nick's point about, you know, creating walls, etc., I think is still very important. Whilst we're only looking sort of maybe 10 years into the future or 20 years into the future, these, what we set in stone now as the outline zoning plan will live with us for, you know, until we do the next revision. And I think we've got to do the best possible revision we can do now. And I'm always concerned that carte blanche will lead to, yes, we'll really realize what we expect to realize. We'll realize step building heights, big walls, and it will not be anything other than particularly bland. So how do we achieve, you know, without being too arbitrary, how do we achieve a level of cityscape with a level of density to meet the needs of our community, which is going to lead to an enhanced urban fabric and an enhanced environment? I think there needs to be some inherent, you know, look beyond just drawing some lines at different meters back. I'm not sure the answer is really this answer, in short. And I've been concerned about this every time we've heard about height restrictions, that it will not really deliver us the city that we aspire to have. But my primary concern is really what's happening for harbourfront enhancement, of course, because I think without us having more of a focus on harbourfront enhancement, then we will not be serving our purpose. Can I also ask just one or two specific questions related to the, you know, the breezeways and the details there. We never really see a great deal of information about the lack of or the provision of this air. I think we're told that the studies are done, but if you ask me from your presentation today to say where the problems are and how these 10-meter breezeways will provide the solutions, I'm really just having to take your word for it. So having more information about the air flows and about what parameters you're determining lead to good airflow versus bad airflow would be very, very useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. So, well, I would like to see whether there are further questions, because, well, I really need to control the time. 好啊，咁最後 或者最後呢一 round
嘅回覆。就住委員再提出嘅進一步問題咧，其實我想解釋一下或者講嗰個究竟係咪嗰個建築物密度已經去到盡啦定未咧？咁其實我想解釋，其實而家咧喺我哋今次做呢一陣嘅修訂嘅大綱圖嗰啲嘅修訂咧，係主要係圍繞個高度嘅限制。咁我頭先嘗試解釋過咧，就係話其實而家喺契下低喺地契下低所用許嘅建築物嗰個嘅密度咧，其實喺好多嗰啲嘅住宅大型嘅住宅發展咧，其實都已經係差唔多去用到盡㗎啦。咁只不過喺個別一啲比較舊嘅樓咧，例如喺即係近住我哋依一頭依一帶嗰啲嚇，即係喺個圖嘅西南邊嗰啲咧，佢可能咧就係未去到嗰個即係話建築物條例嗰個建築物密度嚇，咁咧但係嗰度咧就唔係佔圖裡面好大部分嘅地方嚇，咁所以其實喺個合成圖片所見到嘅咧，係我哋基於我哋一啲假設。 就係話咧，如果喺現時嚟講已經係超過咗30年樓齡，佢業權亦都唔係即係咁分散嘅，佢亦都係未用盡嗰個地積比率嘅話咧，我哋覺得佢有機會係重建嘅。咁所以咧就合成圖片就會見到有啲新嘅建築物係依循咗我哋定咗個高度限制咧嚟係做咗一個模擬咧顯示咗出嚟嘅。咁另一樣咧，我就想特別提到話，即係關於 Harbour Planning Principles 嗰樣嘢咧，其實我哋嗰個原則咧，其實都係仍然係咧喺海旁咧係一啲維持一啲低矮嘅建築物。咁其實而家就住成張大綱圖嚟講咧，其實好大部分咧，大概喺海旁嘅範圍咧係大概即係如果臨近海邊咧，其實有三分一度咧，其實質疑衝公園嚟嘅。 咁嗰個其實都會係即係一路會係一個公園嘅用途啦嚇。咁至於咧就喺即係如通公園以西嗰邊咧，就其實咧我哋全部落咗高度限制咧，都係主要係一層嘅。今次落咗高度限制都係一層，係反映現有嗰個建築物嘅高度。咁至於我頭先提到話嗰個其他指定用途一。 同埋二嗰兩個地點咧，其實係先前喺2003年咧已經喺大綱圖上高落咗一啲嘅高度建築物嘅高度限制。咁咧喺一嗰個地點咧係落咗係喺主撇水平基準以上35米，而二咧就係25米。咁亦都係喺就住嗰度咧，其實喺有好多嘅用途咧，佢係需要咧向城規會申請咧，佢先至可以發展。 咁變咗喺城規會喺考慮依一啲喺海旁依一個同即係文化商業或者休閒旅遊有關嘅用途嘅依一啲嘅規劃申請嘅時候咧，就可以咧係考慮埋咧嗰個嘅 Harbour Planning Principle 嗰啲嘅原則去決定嚇審議依一類嘅規劃申請。而至於喺即係荃灣公園以東嗰邊咧，其實主要係現時係即係麗景灣嗰邊啦。咁佢其實 佢都係現時都係比較低矮，咁我哋亦都係落咗一個即係主水平基準以上80米嘅建築物高度限制嚇，咁嗰個變咗都係其實係即係都配合翻喺佢海旁嗰個嘅環境啦嚇，咁至於嘉亨灣嗰度咧，其實頭先即係我哋都有解釋過咧，就係話我哋都定定咗一個比佢現時即係佢現時其實係咧去到即係210幾嘅嚇。 咁我哋係落咗個160嗰個高度限制，咁其實都係反映翻，即係話睇翻佢現有嘅設施啊，佢現有嗰個建築物嘅密度啊，同埋其實亦都係隔離咧，喺其實黐住就喺佢東邊咧，日頭灣嗰個嘅發展咧，其實佢都係去到150幾咁樣嘅高度限制，其實都係咧我哋有嗰邊咧係做咗一個參考嘅嚇，咁就至於即係提到就係話嗰個 即係我哋究竟嗰個嘅嗰啲嘅通風浪啊，嗰啲嘅細節咧，其實嗰個我哋喺個空氣流通評估個報告咧入邊咧就有詳細解釋嘅。咁嗰個咧就嗰個空氣流通評估網嗰個報告咧，其實我哋喺城規會考慮完咧，我哋咧就喺度安排緊上網。咁將來如果委員有興趣咧，係可以喺即係規劃署嗰個網頁咧，抄翻即係嗰個空氣流通評估嗰個 register 咧，嗰度咧其實就係會有個別呢一啲嗰個嘅報告咧喺度嘅，咁佢入邊就會有一啲詳細啲嘅資料嚇。咁你寫我嘅回覆。
好，唔該曬。咁我諗因為時間關係，我諗委員都充分表達咗大家嘅意見啦。咁 其實嗰個高度限制嗰個問題，我諗喺呢度都講過好多次。我相信大家即係依個共建維港委員會，即係極難係話即係接受話高度限制係可以解決即係海港規劃嘅問題嘅。咁因為本身係兩回事嚟嘅。咁我諗喺呢度都 lock 咗係 certain 嘅 harbour planning principle 係 being acknowledged 啦。 即係咁委員都表達咗不同嘅意見，咁我諗因為嗰度都需要相當嘅平衡，亦都唔係話一個統一嘅意見。咁有啲就覺得即係嗰個限制即係來得太遲啦，咁有啲亦都但係有關注就話即係是否即係阻礙咗一啲嘅發展，咁呢度都有一啲不同嘅意見。 咁我諗即係我哋都照返即係委員提出過嘅意見，整返個綜合嘅意見俾返城規會，好嘛？咁我哋多謝規劃處嘅同事啦，咁同我哋講解咗嗰個周瑜聰嘅規劃。嗱，而家情況係咁樣啊，我哋仲有唔計 AOB 呢，仲有兩個議程。 咁呢，就我唔知另外有一個呢，其實都等咗好耐啊！咁我想叫埋佢哋嚟，因為我唔想出面有啲人去即係等得太耐啦。咁我而家繼續去議程第七項，但係你請注意呢，我哋仲有一個議程第八項啦，就係關於個 Harbour Fund Enhancement Opportunity 㗎。咁所以就請大家盡可能留步啦。